and screaming and yelling. Yeah. So I'm from
generation of people. Right? It's 8 o'clock, so I got to get this in there. WMFO in Medford. This is Mike on the mic. Go ahead, carry on. The obligatory things we
gotta have it. Gotta have it. So yeah, Chachi LaPrat, Breakfast with the Beatles, with his Come Together Productions, Crossroad Presents, Live Nation concerts. But this is the Rock Garden Records showcase. Todd and Lisa Erickson.
It's early.
It's early. Put this beautiful thing together. And so I have a list of everybody who's performing. Some of these performers are like special guests, and they're only going to do about 10, 15 minutes, and then other bands on ours are going to do a full 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And the caveat is that everybody who's performing has to play one Beatles song from the White Album, and I am absolutely not going to tell you what those songs are because you got to come to the show.
There are some deep cuts.
Oh, deep cuts, definitely.
Because I asked about a few of them, and I'm like, oh, they're playing that. And I tend to like the deeper cuts.
There you go.
We all like the hits, but
I know people who are deep cuts people, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm one of those fans of when you get no matter who the artist is, I like an album or an entire work because, well, back in the day when I used to listen to the radio, commercial radio, I listen to radio now, but not commercial radio, but back in the day, you know, they'd always play the top three songs off of whatever.
Forever.
Yeah, and I'd be like saying to myself, well, these three here on the album are, in my mind, probably better.
Better,
but
yeah.
You're never gonna hear that. So, yeah, so that's why I say there's a couple on this White Album that I mentioned to Todd and Lisa when they were in, and they was like, yeah, we're going to get that. And I'm like, oh, good.
So I'd love to say who's playing what, but I'm not going to. You got to come to the show.
You do.
You got to come to the show. So we're going to have Chachi LaPrat and Kristen Eck of Bumblebee Radio. She's going to be down there. Tom Satch Kearns.
We like him no matter how you pronounce it.
He's going to be doing a set, a brand new, very young band that Todd and Lisa discovered called Leaf. Yep. They're going to be doing a performance. Can't wait to see what they
do. Last minute edition,
and apparently this band is hot. So here's the wacky thing. I'm going to go through this list, and the music's going to start about 4:45, sometime around that. But really and truly, some of these bands on this bill are just, they're not only are they incredible, but like Leaf, it's going to be their this is a coming out party for them. You kind of don't want to miss any of this.
That's cool,
Get there early, park, come on in, and stay for the whole show. So, we got Tom Satch, Kearns, Leaf. Then, I'm so excited, Galaxy Cake. Wow!
This is got to be one of their first.
Well, big
they've
one.
Done a couple, but
a couple,
their first
yeah.
big one, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, so excited. Then we've got American Ocelot, which I think you've been playing them on on WMFO.
They have a couple singles out.
Right.
I don't know if they have like an EP yet, but they have a couple singles out.
Yep. Then this band is hotter than hot, Fifth Freedom. Oh, so good. I mean, this band, full 30-minute set. Actually, I don't have the Beatles song that they're playing, so even if I wanted to tease you with that, I couldn't. Then we have The Lovable, another front person who wears a chapeau of some sort, Captain Easy Chord.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just going to be fantastic. Then we've got The False Positives. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Those guys are so fantastic. Then a speaker in between bands, this gentleman, AJ Wattel. Apparently, he's got all kinds of Beatles information and history, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Beatles in Boston, and so you get a little history on that. Then we're going to get Keith Bennett is going to come up and play a couple songs. And then after Keith, here we go. It's
it's
the fourth guy in the batting order. The first hitter up. Holy smoke! Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Todd and crew, they're going to be looking for the cheapsies, knocking it out of the park.
We opened the show at 7 with Todd's old band, Shake the Faith, doing great stuff now with Holy Smoke. But Shake the Faith were one of the early bands that I first got hooked on. the local scene back in the 80s. And
well, when
Todd's
I came
still
to town,
going strong.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Shake the Faith. They were like, definitely taking names.
Yeah.
I remember when we showed up and they were playing everywhere. So then Holy Smoke is up. And then I get to sit behind the drum kit with Mr. John Pajida.
Oh.
And he's going to be playing two originals and one Beatles song, which I'm not going to tell you about. Then after John, the funny thing about this, I get to sit right where I am. I don't even have to move.
You're locked in.
I got to move my set sheet around a little bit because next up after John Pajida is Little Billy Lost. And we got a full 30-minute set, and we're going to end with, I'm not going to tell you. And once Little Billy Lost is done, then we're going to have Crow Follow. We just heard them.
Just heard them. Yep.
Oh, I'm so loving them and everybody in that band. And I'm just, I've known John Keegan for a very long time. And really, I couldn't be more happy for Crow Follow. It's beautiful that we get to be label mates.
Yeah, John Keegan, besides blowing the sax, is one of those, he's out and about everywhere, snapping his camera, taking pictures.
Yeah.
He's got it covered.
Triple duty.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And then after Crow Follow, what? Who is this band? Smitty Smitty and the Festones. Got a nice 30-minute set there and with a Beatles song. And then at the end of the night, there will be a live jam. I'm not even going to tell you what the song is.
All-star jam.
All-star jam before we finally say goodnight. But yeah. Get there four doors open. That way you got time to like park, get inside, and next thing you know, because it's a early show, we have many artists and guests on it, but it'll be an early night for you on Sunday, and I'm just incredibly tickled pink and excited about this. A magnificent event, Rock Garden Records Showcase at the Brighton Music Hall tomorrow. November 26th, doors open at 4.
Yeah, put a lot of work into this. Todd did to get this thrown together. And it's going to be bang, bang. There's not going to be a lot of downtime.
No downtime.
Because you get a lot of bands. It's almost like it's one of those things with a festival. We have the double stages going on.
You know, I want to do one of those one day. But the beauty thing about this, because we have people talking between bands and smaller sets, is there will be some minutia going on in the background with bands, moving gear around a little bit. So it should be pop, 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 right on down the line. Lots of music. And it's really the grand coming out for Rock Garden Records. And Todd and Lisa Erickson, they're just such beautiful people. This is so exciting. And can you tell I'm excited about it?
I think we all are. Should be a great day, night. I'm going to play a few more songs by bands that are going to be playing at that show, and then we'll be back, and we'll babble a bit more before we let Smitty off the hook here, but this is the False Positives.
Behind him with a knife up to his throat.
All right, that was Fifth Freedom with a song called Lazy. Before that, False Positive with Leaves a Mark. And they will also be at the show tomorrow at 4 p.m.
The right show.
Yeah, you should just call it The Show.
The Show. Rock Garden Records Showcase. Hey, so all this love going around, I would be remiss if I didn't just send out all my love and thank yous to Brett Milano, who wrote just a beautiful article in today's Boston Herald about the Rock Garden Records Showcase. Thank you, Brett. We love you. That was a very nice surprise. Thank you. You're obviously a big supporter of the Boston music scene. And when you put the good word out there for everyone, it just proves the point. And thank you very much.
Yeah, Brett does a great job of getting out there and going to see bands.
Yes. He's
going to see bands.
Talking about going out to see a lot of bands, right.
And writing about them and giving them great reviews and whatnot. So he does a great job with that. And any press is great, especially when you get in something like the Herald or
the Herald,
the Globe or things like that. It's
honestly, it's not a competition. But no. I do notice that Brett and the Boston Herald, they tend to do more local events. Those shall go unnamed over there at the other one, other newspaper. It'd be nice if they did more local events. But, but that's kind of like one of my secret gripes about the Boston music scene. The other, I want to talk to a producer over at Chronicle. It's like when you do a story about the favorite places that Boston musicians like to go for lunch, that's great.
Yeah,
but it's like, how about a little 10, 15, 12 minute piece on the Boston music scene? So hopefully, maybe in 2024.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I've never seen like an article about
Boston Chronicle.
Chronicle, yeah.
You know, but I get it. It's like, more generally New England based, but it's like we do have this place in Boston called Berklee College of Music.
Yeah.
We
got a call coming in.
Who could that be?
Hello, WMFO Medford.
This is Skybar.
This is. Damn.
This is Toddy. This is Toddy Fupkin from Rock Hard on Records.
We finally made this happen. See, it's much better live on air.
What am I? Dangerfield over here? I'm calling and no one's answering, and they're hanging up on me, and I get no respect.
I love you, Todd. Thank you for calling in.
We got
you
now.
You guys. I love, 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 love. Nothing but love. Nothing but love in my heart. It's a dear, near
my heart
situation here. And I'm just honoring my great uncle, Artie.
Artie.
In the business. As we all know, Artie Fufkin.
I'll tell you, this New England scene is killing.
Here I am now, oversaturating Boston.
It's killing my Midwestern accent. I say ca and pack as a joke, but actually, I can't remember the last time I said car and park.
So you got one bang up show this Sunday.
It's a be careful what you wish for moment.
Are we just like the most blessed people that you know, Todd and Lisa? I mean, this is just, it just everything, all the dots are connecting. Brett Milano doing an article in the Boston Herald. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's what I got to say. In the words of Artie Fufkin.
That's right.
Timing is everything.
Yep.
And I think it really is just good timing. I don't think we need to really take a lot of credit for what's going on. I think it's timing. I think the world is ready. I think our friends are ready. I know my bandmates are ready. My wife, Lisa, just stepped into this and leaned into it. And then, here we are. Who knew?
It's timing and hard work, too, though. You guys do a lot of work. You did a great job with this.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, and people who are listening, got to come to the show. All this hard work and love they're putting out there. It's just at the end of the day, you got to be at the Brighton Music Hall tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And just to witness
Sunday.
This,
look,
just
guys,
a Sunday,
right?
No parking. Parking's free.
The Patriots are bad. No reason, yeah, no excuse to watch football.
I mean,
the Patriots,
yeah, they're
the
bad.
I mean, for even the Patriots lovers out there, you'll be checked out by 2 p.m., 2:30 tomorrow. Yeah. Plenty of time to get to the show.
Right.
Yeah. You watch them get creamed by now. Right. The show.
Then you can go enjoy it.
That's all good. And let's just mention that there happens to be a full moon tomorrow night.
I know, that is nuts. Last night I went out to move some cars around in our driveway, and I could tell just a little sliver is missing. It's saving it for Sunday night.
Wow, you know, I didn't know that. I
mean, yep.
So timing is everything. And we don't know what to say other than thank you, and thank you, Smitty, and thank you, Skybar, and thank you, Mike Newman, and thank you, Destiny Costa, and thank you,
Stop. I saw that list of thank yous. You got like 100 names there.
I know. You didn't miss anybody.
On and on.
You didn't miss anybody.
All of the beautiful radio folk and all the band members who've stepped up, all the people who've stepped up to help. Brett Milano, what a beautiful article.
I mean, really, I was expecting a little couple sentence blurb. He went to town, and it was a loving article. Right. I mean, oh my goodness, that's right. Brett is a lover of music in the Boston music scene, and it definitely shows in his article.
It was so nice to reconnect. I hadn't spoken with Brett since back in the Shake the Faith days. He covered our band back then. So.
Yeah.
Run into each other a few times in 35 plus years here, but to get a phone call from Brett and the Herald giving him license to a very long leash. I think it was beautiful. It was like go cover this thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how do you know? You don't know. You don't know whether your thing is going to ever see the light of day. You just do it.
Mm.
And revolution, baby.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time. I will be there, obviously. Smitty will be there, obviously. And thanks for calling in. That's what I see. I'm hanging up on him until he calls on air.
I had to get my coffee. I can't function. And there I was.
Smitty took care of that on the way in for us.
Hilarious.
So, yeah. Totally excited. Going to go home after this. Take a little nap, rehearse all those fun songs I get to play on. Then I'm going to be back on the air with Michael J. on Capital Emissions on Mark Skin Radio later. And then I got to pack up all the gear that I'm bringing down into the van, get it ready to get on down there bright and early for load-in tomorrow. And then the show is going to be the show.
That's it.
All right, Todd. Thanks so much. Appreciate I'm going to play going to play Paul Hyder's latest.
Love it.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you, Todd and Lisa. See you tomorrow.
All righty. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Punch drunk from the alcohol. Now I'm down at the dispensary. That boy's no good. I should have told that witch to save a breath. School, baby, you were the finest of them all, and everyone sure knew I was the man. You looked just like Kaylance, that hiding from infatuation.
face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Little girl, and it- the sun nestles at noon, and the moon is lost and confused, but the stars are scattered and gone with the view. So wherever you're going, won't you take me with you? And the moon is lost like a shadow, and the sunlight still looks the same, and it's a feeling, some emotions which could crack like an ocean. So if a heart is only broken, will it ever be the same? And the moon gets lost sometimes, a sunlight's truth makes you blind, and if the rain makes you scattered, and if you pour, doesn't matter. The fact you matter is you're only running which way each day. Be the same.
For the most part, I play a lot of rock, but I'll mix everything in. That was Fancy Trash with Nestles. I like that song a lot. That was off of the Pushkin Sessions. Brad Marino with Baby Doll off Basement Beat. Got a bit of a Ramones vibe to it. Carissa Johnson's latest Congratulations. The Downhalls with Spit the Poison Out off of the Scream Into the Void EP. And we started it back with the Rupert Selection. I Saw God is that name of that song. 8:41. Smitty's still here. He was kind enough to hang in the whole 2 hours.
I'm here.
I said, Smitty, you can get in your car, and because you got stuff to do.
Yeah, I'll squeeze it in.
But yeah, at that point it was 8:30. I was like, well, what's another half hour?
That's right. So this is great. We're talking, you know, off air about all kinds of fun stuff. But I'll tell you, you know, I moved to Boston in 1985. The Boston music scene has just been such a pleasure and a joy and an honor to be a part of. And then you make all these great friends like Skybar over the course
Likewise.
Of time.
Yep.
And really just loving it here and just so excited about tomorrow's show at the Bright Music Hall Rock Garden Record Showcase. You know, it's a big one. I'm not going to lie about it. Tomorrow's show is a big deal. So many artists, great artists and bands, and starts at doors open at 4, and really get on down there. You can park anywhere you want, short of fire hydrants and the such. It's all free parking down there on Sunday, and great restaurants in the Alston Brighton area. So if you work it out, go on down, have a nice meal. Come on over to the Brighton Music Hall. It's going to be a wonderful day. And, I feel good about this one, Skybar. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be. It's a coming out, for lack of a better word, for Rock Garden Records of all their fantastic bands that they have on that.
Yeah, well, they, during debutantes, that was called a coming out party. This is a coming out party for Rock Garden Records.
Of the label, yeah.
Yeah, coming out has another meaning now. But but it's still
They're
a coming out
work.
Party.
They both
good. Work, exactly.
Yeah.
And so very excited, and hopefully that'll just catapult everything, all of us, into 2024. Feel good about 2024, but I have to admit I felt good about 2022. So I should probably hedge my bet on that one.
Right. We never know. All right. We got about 15 to go. So I'm gonna play music till 9 o'clock and we get out of here. And thanks once again, Smitty, for coming up bright
my pleasure.
And early and
Thank
helping
you.
Me out.
Thank you so very much.
All right. We got one by this is another great band. Smitty knows them well. This is Girl with a Hawk.
Tell you. driver, living on jet fuel and steel. He is a fighter with American hero appeal. He lifts himself up off the ground, takes his aim to shoot them down. He don't understand why this needs to be a tiny window through which he sees what he sees. In a minute the day goes in a life of lightning speed. He lifts himself up off the ground, takes his aim to shoot them down. He don't understand why this needs to be. Till I can get to you. Oh.
Cut Susie Moon off a little quick there because I got to get out of here. That was Susie Moon with 99 Miles to Pasadena, Shiver Lane with Aeroplane Drive, A State of the Union with Tether, Girl with a Hawk, Feel Me, 858 WMFO in Medford. Been filling in for Mike on the mic. We'll see you later. Thanks a lot for listening. Closing with one by Tim McCoy. If I can pull it up here. All right, see ya. Show go!